Well, today is a work day. Not that every Sunday isn't a work day for me. I create, help lead the worship here every week, and that's work as well. Though it's also worship, so it's kind of a gray area. But today we've got some work to do. When we gather for work, for our mission work, for our ministry work, I don't usually wear a suit on those days. When we go down this Thursday to cook the meal all afternoon at the Johnson County Food Ministry and serve 300 hot meals that night at the Open Door Kitchen, I won't be wearing a suit. Matter of fact, despite the fact that it'll be about 38 degrees outside, I'll probably be wearing shorts because it's hot in the kitchen. When this last week, when we went to hand out candy at Boo for Bears, the Trunk or Treat event at Marion Park Elementary, I didn't wear a suit. I did wear a light-up unicorn horn. When we're gathering the food for the cornucopia and getting ready to deliver that to families and take that out, I don't wear a suit to that. I put on blue jeans. I put on a shirt that I can get dirty. Wear my comfortable shoes. And we gather to do this work of the church every week. But today, the work that we gather for is a little different. This is business work. This is our annual meeting. Once a year, we as a congregation sit down together and do the work of the church. That means we have to look at our budget. As we're going into 2020, we have to look at our budget. We have to look at what we anticipate coming in, what we anticipate going out, where we're using that. We have to talk about our elders and our deacons, our new leaders for next year. They, in turn, once selected, will then choose our board officers. This is who we are. As disciples of Christ, as a congregationally based church, that means that you and I, the congregation, have a voice. We have a vote in the work of the church. Not all bodies of faith have that type of involvement. I spent a year serving a Methodist church down in Gardner. And there were some things that church got to choose and vote on and do. And there were some things they were just told they were going to do. Like when it came time for us to get a new pastor, we didn't have much voice in that. We just had somebody from the bishop's office say, "You're going to get a new pastor." When it came time to decide how much money we would donate up to the larger church body, we didn't have a voice in that. They told us, "This is what you should give." Not everybody does this type of engaged participation, but we do. We don't have bishops. We don't have a top-down structure. You are the voice of this church, the Christian Church Disciples of Christ, and we want your input, your opinion, your perspective in the conversation. So once a year, once out of every 52 Sundays, we schedule our annual congregational meeting. And we discuss the budget, what we're going to spend money on, which ministries will get attention, which don't, where we're going to focus our resources, how much we're going to spend on toilet paper. That's all in there. All the important decisions are in the budget. It's been studiously prepared by our finance committee in conversation with our committees and committee chairs and our board. Adjustments were made. Figures were refigured a time or two. And this is what they've come up with now for our budget for next year. As disciples with a vote on this budget, I hope you looked it over when we sent it to you. I hope you saw how much we're projected to spend on electricity and postage, on membership events and special worship services, on staff and upkeep, and especially what we spend on mission and outreach. I'm just curious if anybody did look at it. Does anybody know what we're projected to spend on outreach and mission next year? Well, this is not voting well. There's a quiz later. You didn't know that? Anybody know? Nobody knows? Now, I'm not asking finance or outreach, because I know your hand's going up over there. Does anybody have an idea what we spend out of our annual budget? 10% of whatever comes in. That's absolutely right. So it's not a set number. It's actually a percentage. 10%. Every time we gather an offering, we take the top 10%, and that goes out into our community, out to other ministries, to other mission opportunities. That goes out, that first 10%. Not all churches do that. A lot of churches are struggling right now. My first church that I served, every year we cut that number down a little. It started out at 10, then it got to 8, then it got to 6, then it got to 4. We had to have a conversation about it. If we have 0% outreach, are we still a church? Does that still count? Right? But this church has held fast to that. Even when we've struggled, even when the ends have not met at times, we've still held to 10% of what comes in goes back out for God's kingdom. This is important. This is why we have this meeting. This is why we get together and do this thing, because you should know the priority your church body places on being the hands and feet of Christ. We also discuss our leadership for next year. 2/3 of our elders and deacons will remain, but each year we choose 1/3 of them to come on new, to begin a 3-year term as a deacon or an elder, to help lead and guide this church spiritually, to be examples and mentors to our church body. Our nomination committee looked around and they tried to find the best folks to lead, folks gifted with leadership and vision and passion and grace, with talent and resources needed to make the church work. Now they've put those people up for you to decide on. Today you'll get to say yes or no on whether or not those are our new elders and deacons. I know this isn't always easy. Those of you who have been here for 40, 50 years, you remember a time when there were more butts in the pews, when there were more dollars in the plate, when there was an army of volunteers and you could find people to help with whatever came up. But it's not 1955 anymore. Heck, it's not even 1995 anymore. We are a smaller church body than before. Our offering is smaller than it's been before. And that can be frustrating and worrisome. We look around and wonder, how's it going to work? How long can we keep doing it? I get frustrated and worried with it. How do we find our way forward? How do we embody the risen Christ to our community and keep the lights on? Where will we find the harvesters when the harvest is plentiful? And sometimes this way of thinking gets me down. I get really down about it. I look around and I think, come on, Lord. A little help? And then I stop and I look at the work we actually do here. Packing 70 harvesters' bags every week to deliver to Marion Park Elementary so that hungry kids have something to eat on the weekend. Delivering Meals on Wheels every week to hungry, homebound people in our community. Going down to cook and serve this huge meal to a couple hundred people every quarter. Handing out candy to Marion Park kids every Halloween. Collecting food to feed families every Thanksgiving. Adopting families in need every Christmas. Getting a little gas or a little food for a person in need every month. And I realize it does not matter how small we might seem, how much smaller we might look, how much smaller we might feel, we are a part of the body of Christ. And the work of the Lord is going on here. Yeah, we're small. But the work of the Lord is going on here. Yeah, we're strapped. But the work of the Lord is going on here. Yes, we are older today than we were yesterday, but the work of the Lord is going on here. Yeah, I get frustrated too, and I get worried too, and then I read the psalmist's words, praise is due to you, O God in Zion. O you who answer prayer, to you all flesh shall come. When deeds of iniquity overwhelm us, you forgive our transgressions. Happy are those whom you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house. If we're looking to worry, we're going to find plenty to worry about. If we're looking to be frustrated, we're going to find plenty to be frustrated about. But we are the body of Christ, saved and set free by the love of God, filled with the Holy Spirit, and sent out to be the church in this time and at this place. And every day, every week, every month, every year, you, the body of Christ, you, disciples of Christ, are doing the work of the Lord, and regardless of how many butts are in the pews or how many dollars are in the plate, when you are doing the work of the Lord, it is good. And when we realize that, when we embrace that, when we claim that, then we are satisfied with the goodness of your house, O Lord. Then we worry less about expenses and more about grace. Then we worry less about how small we might feel and worry more about how many lives we might touch and change today. I don't know everything that 2020 is going to have for us. I imagine there's going to be some good times, some successes, some celebrations. I imagine there will also be some setbacks. But these are not dark times. And these are not bad days. Because there is goodness going on here. There is goodness in the house of the Lord, and that satisfies us. Hear the word of the Lord given to Joel, the minor prophet. O children of Zion, be glad and rejoice in your God. For he has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain. The early and the later rain as before. The threshing floors shall be full of grain. The vats shall overflow with wine and oil. Things are going to be good. That sounds like a really good time. There's lots of rain, there's full harvest, it's overflowing with wine and oil. I will repay you, the Lord says, for the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent against you. Yeah, there have been some lean times, some down years. Sometimes it was easy to get frustrated and worried. But you came through that, God says. And now is the time of plenty. Now is the time of goodness. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God who has dealt wondrously with you. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I, the Lord, am your God, and there is no other. That sounds like it would be very satisfying. And so we gather today for one worship service so we can be together as one body of Christ, so we may know that the Lord is here among us, dealing wondrously with us. We gather for one annual meeting where budget and leaders are discussed and voted upon, where we set our next year of mission and ministry into motion, so that we can do the work of the Lord. And then eat some chili. Truth be told, I didn't want to get chili on my suit today. And when Jackie Watts arrived this morning, I already had dried chili on my shirt. She was scratching it off for me. So I chose work clothes today. So church, let's get to work.